Thank you, Dr. Rhodes. There are three markers in the development of a project like this. The first one along the road is when the client comes to you and asks if you will design a building for him. This, of course, is always a great pleasure, and I know of no architects who are reluctant to accept under the circumstances, particularly such as they are here. The second marker is when the plans are finished and construction is about to begin. And then the third marker along the road is when the building is completed and the client moves in. And then the architect is taken to task if everything isn't perfection. But in this case, because of the great assistance we've had in the planning of this project, not only from Dr. Borton, the trustees, and Craig Thompson, the librarian, it has been really quite a simple and a very delightful task. But above all, I think the architects, my associates and I, feel that we must give the great tribute to Jimmy McGill, who has really been our counselor and our guide, our inspiration really in the planning of this building. Now, it's my pleasure, as a part of this ceremony, which is a traditional ceremony in the beginning of a building, to hand the shovel for the first spadeful to Mr. McGill. Now, knowing the great energy that he has and his eagerness to get this building on the road, I'm trying to think that he won't stop with the first spadeful. So I'm going to remind him that he better let the bulk of the excavation be done by the contractor. Mr. McGill. Taking my advice.
You are the same thing at this time?